Yeah, we were looking for a hard-working performance out of the team last night, because we started back obviously at the start of the year, 2-3 weeks ago, because of the training ban, and we haven't actually gotten onto a pitch before last night. So we've done not a lot of gym work, and I suppose up until Christmas we've concentrated an awful lot on our core and flexibility work. So just to get a run out onto the pitch and get a feel of the ball again, was a positive. And also to see how hungry and how what state of fitness the fellas were at as regards match fitness was a positive. So a lot of good performances last night. A lot of names out there that maybe aren't known an awful lot around the county. But at the same time, we're still looking, at trying out players at this stage of the year. So from that point of view, that was worthwhile as well.
One of the changes you made, which is an interesting one, Colin McFadden going to centre-half forward. How do you think that worked out?
I suppose a competition like the McKenna Cup allows us to, not only experiment with players, but also experiment with positions on the pitch. And maybe, Colm has been working in the full forward line for the last year or two, and it's good to try him out and see what he can offer at centre-half forward.
And did it work out well?
Certainly, from the point of view of a performance from Colm, he was involved in the game. And obviously, from his own personal fitness point of view, he has to work that a little bit harder in at centre-forward. He worked hard at that aspect last night as well.
Will it be the plan now for Donegal to change the team for the next game? Do you intend giving all the players in the panel a run out if possible?
Well, that's the stated aim from John Joe, that we will try out everybody that is on the panel at the moment. And again, there'll be one or two changes I'd expect for the game against Tyrone on Wednesday night. I suppose one of the drawbacks maybe of competition at this time of the year is that we have a number of panellists who are more or less cup-tied because mm-hmm. they're playing for their colleges. They're guys that we would like to get in and have a look at as well, playing with us as opposed to playing with other teams.
You probably know Tyrone scored 26 points today. Okay, it was against St Mary's College. Maybe they're not particularly strong this year, but 26 points is a lot of scoring and over the 70 minutes, no matter who you're playing.
26 points is a good return from any team in any game, and that would win two or three games if you put up a scoreline like that. And obviously Tyrone have a well recognised and respected forward line, and I know Tyrone have tried out a couple of players in a few positions as well, and they're trying to strengthen up areas maybe where they perceive to be one or two slight weaknesses.